Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel. Hello again. Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel here, and I'm back with episode five of the Podcast of Steel. This is another solo episode. I needed to jump on and talk a little bit about Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, the whole franchise, really, but especially Volume 3. I watched it yesterday. I managed to dodge all the spoilers and thoroughly enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. And I needed to talk some more about it. So, if you haven't seen the film, pause this podcast right now and go and see it as soon as you can and then come back. Because I will be talking about the spoilers for this particular review slash chat. And the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, for me, are my favorite films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I have always enjoyed their action, their comedy, their anti-heroes, in a way. They're just a great bunch of misfits. And yes, the Avengers are very cool, and they are fantastic superheroes, but there is some wonderful charm about the Guardians of the Galaxy that I've always really enjoyed. So, in this solo episode, I will be talking about the film, about my thoughts and my feelings, and the twists and the turns and the spoilers and the music. I have my trusty notepad that I made some notes with last night, and I've got some notes all around me because there was so much to talk about. And there's probably going to be a lot that I forget. I need to see this film again. And I will be seeing it again soon. And I have a feeling that it will be just as powerful the second time around. Possibly even more so. I'm not the only person that when watching a film, when getting lost in the story, one tries to predict where the story may go. And with this one, I was way off. And I'm happy about that. I'm glad that I was surprised with how the story panned out. I was expecting some deaths, if I'm honest. I thought that was going to happen. I thought there were going to be fatalities. That's the word, Luke. But, I mean, it was dark. Don't get me wrong. There was lots of darkness to this story. But I thought some main characters were going to meet their makers, but they did not. But yeah, James Gunn knows what he's doing with these characters and this story and this universe. And I will get to that more later on in this episode. But I just came away smiling. The film started and I was smiling. Before it started, I watched the Flash trailer on the big screen. So I was smiling from that already. But yes, when the film started and saw familiar faces, heard fantastic music, that acoustic version of Creep by Radiohead with a very moody rocket walking across the screen. It was just all fantastic. And I'm looking forward to seeing it again. There was, at some points, there was so much action and so much stuff going on at once. I had trouble keeping up with all the action. There was one scene in the third act where it looked like it was one continuous action shot, like the ones we've seen in the Daredevil Netflix show. It was like that, but with all the Guardians just kicking all sorts of butt. And yeah, there was so much going on that my eyes couldn't keep up. And I'm looking forward to going back and seeing those scenes again and spotting some of the things that I missed. But some of the things that I did spot, one of the major things, they're in this book. And again, I will get to those. And some some theories that I need to look into more, and I will spend some time on the internet over the next few days going into that. But if you've seen the film, I know a lot of you have, because a lot of you were talking to me about it after I'd watched the film. It was emotional. So emotional. Much like the first two films. The first one had issues with those that had lost their mums. The second one had issues with people that had lost their dads. There's been a lot of loss in the Guardians movies. And combine those emotional storylines that we can all relate to with fantastic music and fantastic storytelling, with the comedy and those visuals as well. And the Guardians movies aren't your classic Marvel adventures. They do pack a lot more to it. And it's probably why they are my favorites in that franchise. But James Gunn, I'm pretty sure, has known where he's been headed with this storyline since the first Guardians movie. The trilogy, I'm guessing, was his dream. And he's done it so well. And seeing Rocket get a lot of the attention in this film, to see his origin story, that brutal, painful origin story, was done brilliantly. And I was a little bit worried at first going into this film, because I knew it would be emotional, and I wasn't wrong. And that's most of my notes that I did make on the way home and when I got home about the film. They just tugged on the heartstrings. You were expecting there to be moments of peril, moments of sadness, moments of joy. And all those things did come. It delivered. And I'm smiling about the film again because I'm thinking about some of the things that I've seen and the songs that I heard. And I think that's when you know a film has done a good job, when you're still smiling about it after you've seen it, whether it be a day, a week, or a month later, when you're still thinking about the story that you've been told and you're still happy about it. The makers and the stars and the people behind the scenes, they've all done their job to their fullest, because you're still thinking about their work, their legacy, excuse the pun. I mean, we'll get to Superman Legacy towards the end of this podcast. I'm doing my best not to talk about Superman too much on this episode, because this is all about Guardians. But obviously, I need to speak about Superman, because James Gunn is in charge of Superman and Superman Legacy, writing and directing. And this is why I've been a fan of his work over the years, even before I knew about Superman. But now he's the man that is in charge of my hero, as it were. And I need him to do a good job. And I expect him to do a good job. But more importantly, I have faith and hope that he will do what is needed. But time will tell. It's still very early days. We don't know too much about anything yet, but we will do. And that will be topics on this podcast in the future. But as I said, this episode is about Guardians of the Galaxy number 3. So I've got notes. I've got the website on my trusty iPad here, just to talk about some of the people that were in it. Just everybody was fantastic. Voice actors, stunts, fighting, costume, prosthetics. There was one fact that I adored. This film sets the record for the most makeup appliances used in a single film, having more than 23,000 prosthetics used across more than 1,000 actors. Wow. And yes, the makeup and the prosthetics and the characters that we see in this film are all just delightfully absurd. And some quite scary, some quite cute. There's animals, there's aliens, there's monsters. It was fantastic seeing all these weird and wonderful people on the screen. And somebody that I did notice, obviously, you know, it's a Marvel film. There are cameos. We didn't get the wonderful Stan Lee, but he was in the credits, and that was nice to see. But what I did find out is that James Gunn did cameo in this. A few other people as well, but also Tiffany Smith, a DC Comics fan and journalist. And it was fun seeing Tiffany on the big screen many, many years ago at the Birds of Prey premiere in London. She visited with a lot more of the other DC Comics royalty, as it were. But it was nice to see a familiar face on the screen. And James Gunn, if you are listening, the internet has said this many, many times before. Zatanna, make that film happen. And please, if you could, put Tiffany Smith in the role, because she would be a fantastic Zatanna. And you know, she's another one of these journalists that have turned their passion into a career. And she's always been inspiring with everything that she's done, acting and performing. And now she's in these films that she supported for years. And that was great to see. But that's what I want to go back and see this film again for, is to see those things that I might have missed, to hear voices, to see jokes, visual gags, and the big stunts. I want to absorb as much of this film as possible. I'm getting distracted here with all the notes that I have, but another character that we saw in this film and other James Gunn films in the past was Nathan Fillion. And Nathan in this film got quite a few more lines and screen time. He was in Suicide Squad, not for long, sadly, but he was in this film for a lot longer and looked fantastic, sounded fantastic. For some reason, I don't know why, but Nathan Fillion, he just doesn't age. He's a fine wine. He looks great in whatever new role he is in, but it was great to see. And talking of hearing voices, Tara Strong, voice artist royalty, also appeared in this. And I'm just looking at all the names. And just looking at the names, it's, yes, we've had all the people that have been in the Guardians over the years and done a fantastic job and kept this franchise alive. Sean Gunn, of course, James's brother. But just, it was, again, it's nice to see all these names and faces appear because they've been a part of these movies for well over a decade now. I'm not sure when the first Guardians of the Galaxy film came out, but I know it was over 10 years ago. I have my trusty iPad here. Luke, why don't you look right now? I could do with it probably having a podcast assistant / producer, but I don't have the budget for that. It's just little old me. The Guardians of the Galaxy came out, the original film, 2014, almost 10 years ago. And I loved that film when I saw it for the first time on the big screen. It was different. It was absurd. It was funny. It was silly. But one thing that stuck out, I think, for me and for many other people was the music. And that is something that stayed with the film in this third and final installment. And I think many people have been sort of putting their heads together and thinking, I wonder what songs James Gunn will use in this film. What's he going to put in there? Is he going to put more Jackson 5? Will he put some Beatles? Will he put some more pop? Will he put some modern music? And this particular album, I tried not listening to it before I saw the film, but I had to. I had to get an idea of what I was letting myself into. The second film, lots of issues in that film dealing with father issues and dads that aren't there anymore and father figures that sadly get taken away from us. And that film still breaks me. And that soundtrack still breaks me. So knowing the songs before they're going to appear, I can get my head around them and sort of prepare myself so I don't break down too much in the cinema. There were a few moments in the film where I did shed a tear because it was fantastic and it was emotional. But starting off, as I said, yeah, with that acoustic Creep by Radiohead with Rocket was brilliant. And yeah, Father and Son, Cat Stevens, that was pretty much playing during Yondu's funeral. And that was just, oh, yeah, that was a real like gut wrencher for me and for many other people. But the soundtrack for this one, and not just that soundtrack, but the actual score was beautifully strong as well. But the one I think that everyone now is smiling and laughing about, it's Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine, which was used perfectly and now will be associated with this film. When I first heard this soundtrack and saw the songs that were going to be featured, I didn't know how they would be played. I didn't know if they were going to be playing in a very exciting or a sad moment or a hopeful scene. So looking back now and knowing when these songs happened, it makes me like the songs a little bit more and like the scenes more as well. But James Gunn knows what he's doing when it comes to music. The music is a huge character in these films, as well as the actual celebrities and the stars and the writers and the directors. The music is a huge factor in these films. And I'm hoping, I mean, I know this was definitely been a gimmick for the Guardians movies, that using music has been quite, well, vital to the charm of the film. I don't think that would work as well in a Superman film, in Superman Legacy. It's, I think, more in that situation, the character needs to do the talking or the flying and the heroics. But I would like to see some Superman / music in a Superman film. As long as we get Superman by Goldfinger, at least, that would make me very happy. So James Gunn, if you're listening and you need somebody on board, I have a Superman Spotify playlist just waiting for your ears, sir. But anyway, less of Superman, back to the Guardians. That's what I said we'd be talking about. It didn't feel as long as it was. It was two hours, I believe. Two hours and something. But thoroughly enjoyed every moment and every twist, every explosion. I love seeing space in films when it's done with such exciting visuals and colors, and we really feel like we are in space. I am a space nerd. I love anything to do with constellations and planets and exploding stars. So seeing all those scenes in space and seeing spaceships and seeing huge battles in the stars makes me very happy. It's something that really takes me out of the moment and helps me escape. That's what a film is supposed to do. It's escapism. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not thinking about my next email. I'm there, my eyes are on the screen, and I'm transported. And from the opening scene, throughout the whole film, I couldn't predict when the end was coming. There was always something else happening. And it was just an absolute ride from beginning to end. And that's why I'm very happy about that. I feel I got my money's worth with that cinema ticket. And I can't wait to go back and see it again and laugh and gasp and probably cry again as well. Lots of things were happening in that film, as you know. Those that have seen it, those that haven't seen it, I have warned you, the spoilers will be coming. But thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed being taken on that emotional roller coaster. And some new characters that we were introduced to. because it was the origin story of Rocket. It was Rocket's friends, Lila, Rocket, Floor, and Toofs, or Teefs, was it? The Warus. Looking back at how James Gunn just grabs those emotions and twists them, you never know how long you should spend getting attached to a character, because they might just be ripped away right before your eyes. And sometimes you can't really trust your first reactions to someone, which is very good. Never judging a book or a character by its cover or its first scene. And that's what we got in this film again. More twists and more turns. And as I said, this is what it gives me hope for the future of DC, with James Gunn at the forefront of it and writing and directing Superman Legacy. It's going to be an exciting ride. I've mentioned this from the beginning. Yes, like many of you, I'm incredibly sad that Henry Cavill is no longer Superman. That whole very dark time as a DC Comics Superman Henry Cavill fan was awful. We finally got him back, and then he was gone just as quickly. It sucked. It was dreadful. I was sad. I still am bitter. But I've tried being hopeful, as always, and Superman was there long before Henry Cavill. And Superman will be there long after Superman Legacy. So all we can really do is look forward to the future and be happy that our hero's stories are still being told. And Superman isn't going anywhere just yet, I hope. I mean, I'm still celebrating Superman Day, every day. It's not just one day of the year for me. I can't help supporting and worshipping, I suppose, this hero. I knew I would talk about Superman in this. I can't help talking about Superman. Even though I said this was a Guardians of the Galaxy 3 special episode, I can't. I can't fight my roots. Superman is my home team. I'm pretty sure the blood that runs through my veins is red, yellow, and blue. But still doesn't mean that I can't enjoy another movie. And this was a fantastic movie. Fantastic movies. But yes, learning more about Rocket and his origin story was brutal. And when we go back now and see those first films, when we see certain scenes when Rocket is very angry, and rightfully so, he's got a lot of pain that he's carried throughout his life. He's had a horrible life. I still love him as a character. I probably love him more as a character because of all the dreadful scenarios that he's been through. But love this character in this one. Still love Groot. Still love Star-Lord. Still love everybody. Everybody has their time to shine again in this film. And I think, again, in that third and final act, everybody has a moment of pure friendship and being a hero to each other and to themselves. And it was great stuff. There were some violent scenes. There were some very gory scenes. Lots of squelching scenes as well. I think I'm going to have to see this film in 3D, because I really want to just experience it as much as I can. It's the end of of that particular era. Even though with those post-credit scenes, it did say that a Star-Lord was returning, I believe it said. That made me very hopeful. Made me, like, you know, inquisitive as to what could happen next. But I'm just really happy that this film was good. I was concerned that it wasn't going to be amazing. It's hard to top the first film. The first film for me was my favorite. It still is. If I was to rank these films, I would probably say 1, 3, 2 would be my ordering. That would probably change. I'm quite fickle when it comes to ranking films in that particular way. But for storyline and for the visuals and everything, yeah, it'd be 1, 3, 2. I'm thinking in my head now, why would I change things up? And how would I change things up? I'm going to come back to this. I think I need to sit down, write some notes, some more notes in my book, and add why each one is better than the other, perhaps. Whether it coming to storyline, cameos, stunts, music. See, that's a category in itself with the soundtrack and the scores. But right now, it's 1, 3, 2. That's my running order. The first one, the third one, and the second one. Going from the goodest to good. Not going to say from great to worst. That's too negative. It's too negative. But thoroughly enjoyed the story. Loved the sets. Loved the spaceships. Loved the costumes. So much CGI in this, of course. And the animals, the aliens, the new species. It was all just a visual wonderland of things to see. And as I said, I'll probably miss lots. I've said that. There is so much there to miss, but it was just a fun time. It's been out for a week now, and my cinema is full up. It was filled with laughter, filled with some people jumping around, being very animated. It's always fun to see that. It makes it an experience when you go to the cinema and everybody's having a fun time. But so much going around my head that I'm going to forget. But I just had a great time and I want to see it again. For me, though, there was just an abundance of heart and people being there for each other, even though at the end we did see some guardians go their own way and do their own thing. It's still all about the family that you choose, not the family that you get given, in a way. And a lot of people don't like Chris Pratt in his roles on or off the screen, but I thought he did a fantastic job. He's a brilliant Star-Lord. And I want to see more of that in the future, maybe. He was definitely more sensible in this film. We saw more range for him as an actor. He got to have some more emotional scenes, even though that moment in the second one where, you know, he attacked his father in a very brutal fight. We still got some more emotion from him in this one as well. And I would like to see more of that. But seeing, again, everything, there was lots going on. And I want to go and see it again because there's stuff that I missed. And I've seen 1 and 2 quite a few times, and I want to see this one again, 3D for sure. But there was one scene that I was looking into yesterday and this morning as I've been getting ready for this podcast. There is that scene at the end where we know Groot's famous lines of "I am Groot and we are Groot." Vin Diesel doesn't have much of a script to remember when he's doing those lines, but at the end of this film, I think it was the lines of "I love you guys" is what we heard Groot say to all the Guardians. And looking back on that and looking into it some more, and I think James Gunn has even announced this to be true, it's the fact that there's jokes throughout all those Guardians movies where you hear Groot say, "I am Groot, I am Groot." and somebody else would sort of translate that and put it into the script so we know what Groot is saying. But in this last scene in volume three, we hear Groot say, "I love you guys." And in that moment, it's not that we hear Groot saying something else. It's that we can understand Groot. We can hear his words. And in that sense, we are, in a way, members of the Guardians of the Galaxy. We can understand what Groot is saying, just like everybody else has done in the previous two movies. And little things like that where it may go over our heads the first time we watch it, or we may not fully understand it. When we watch it again, or we learn some depth to the behind the scenes of the film, it makes the film a little bit more special. And for me, something as simple as that, like, oh, that's why he said that, or that's what we heard. We heard Groot's words. It makes you feel a little bit closer to the film and makes it more special. And yeah, that's what I'm really looking forward to for the future of the DC Comics and James Gunn, because he has grown over the years as a film creator and a storyteller. And I've tried listening and watching as many interviews as I possibly can. And there was one clip being shared about recently that I shared after I enjoyed the film yesterday. And this might work. Let's see if this works. It's a video clip and it is a beautiful, beautiful quote. Listen to this. Let's see if it works.
I hope that when they go to see a movie, they walk in, they enjoy it, of course. And then when they walk out of the theater, they love the person next to them a little more than what they felt about them when they walked in. That when they walk out of the theater, maybe they feel a little more hopeful about what this world can be than when they walked in. This is a story about compassion. It's about the power of compassion, the power of empathy. And hopefully a little bit of that will soak up, just a little bit in people. And then we'll have been, done what we needed to do when people go to see him.
And that's the little clip that I shared with my sort of mini review as I got out of the film. I just got out of the cinema after seeing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. James Gunn has done it again. Absolutely brilliant. Exciting, emotional, and powerful. Storytelling at its finest. Superman is in safe hands. And I genuinely believe that. And I'm looking forward to what he does in the future. And I had a little bit of a fanboy moment last night because he liked that tweet. And I like when that happens. I get giddy. But yes, he's a fantastic storyteller and a filmmaker. And he's proven that over the years. And more of that will come in the future. I am excited. And I can't stop talking about this film, but it's just, at the moment, it's just all rambles, I feel. I feel I can't stop babbling. But there was so much going on in this film. It was cute. It was scary. It was funny. It seriously delivered on every emotion possible that you would get when going to see a film. And I'm looking forward to seeing it again and again and again. If you haven't seen it, go and see it so we can talk about it. And I can hopefully make some more sense when talking about it. But right now, it is still fresh in my mind. And that's what films should do. It's like when you've finally finished a TV show or finished a book or finished a comic. It's in your head. You're still reliving it in a way. And I'm still reliving this film that I saw only 24 hours ago. I'm looking forward to seeing it again. I've been listening to the soundtrack today. I've been enjoying that. And I'm going to enjoy it soon again. I can't wait. So James Gunn, and to everybody that has made the Guardians of the Galaxy enjoyable over the years, thank you so much. Thank you for letting us be a part of this journey and a part of this story. They definitely are my favorite films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They've been a part of me, these misfits. Fantastic characters, fantastic storylines, and it was both joyful and sad to watch, knowing that this was their last hurrah, as it were. But who knows? With Hollywood, you never say never. We might get more stories in the background, but we do know that some of the performers don't want to play these characters again. And that's fine. People want to go off and try new things, and they don't want to get typecast. But I feel that the Guardians of the Galaxy will live on forever with these first three movies and that Christmas special, which was just as entertaining. But I'm excited for the future. And I said, I'm excited to see this film again. Have you seen this film? What did you like about it? Drop me a message. Leave me a comment somewhere on this YouTube video. Why not? Do it there. But a fantastic time was had, and I'm still smiling. A short and sweet episode, this one, but I needed to come on and talk about this film. What's coming up over the next few weeks? Well, thank you for asking, first of all. It's awfully kind of you. Very polite. Your parents should be very proud. Portsmouth Comic Con on the 3rd and 4th of June. It is just around the corner, and I cannot wait. Portsmouth Comic Con, they continue to announce more guests and more exciting things every day. The 1989 Batmobile is going to be there. That was announced very recently. Also, fun news, it was announced on last week's podcast that I will be helping host a comic quiz on the Saturday. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to the Portsmouth Guild Hall this week to help plan that, to think of some questions and think of some more fun ways to make that a really, really exciting event. I love hosting. That's going to be a fun time. I think, though, I've mentioned this, I'm going to need a gold sparkly jacket. A good host needs a good jacket. The Flash movie, we're getting closer and closer to that being released. I've started my review, my spoiler-free review and spoiler-filled review, because when I am able to talk about this film in more depth, when I'm able to talk about the things that I've seen, the people I have seen, the stunts and the action and the jokes, I'm going to have some problems stopping myself from talking. So I've planned that. I've been speaking with them, the other DC bloggers and fans that were grateful to see this film, and we're very excited to talk about it more. But what I love is the fact that we're even more excited to see it again, and again see the things that we might have missed, talk about the things that we might not have noticed the first time around. And that is coming out in June, which is just around the corner. Everything is so exciting, and I cannot wait. This has been a fun episode. I needed to sit down and just talk about that, I think. Talk about this film. I've been messaging people online. I've been in the comments talking with people and talking spoilers, but only in the messages. Never post spoilers in the comment section. And it's been great speaking with people that have loved these films over the years, and they've finally gotten down and seen this third installment and loved it as much as the first two. So it's been a fun run. It's the Guardians have definitely been a part of my life because they've been there, you know, for almost a decade now, and they are my favorite members of the Marvel movie universe. Thank you for listening. I'm going to go before I keep on rambling. I have been Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. This has been the Podcast of Steel. Please like, comment, subscribe, review, share, leave an emoji. All that good stuff. I'll be back soon with a brand new episode, and I've got some guests lined up to talk about some very exciting things as well. Thank you for listening. Stay super, and I will be back soon with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.